Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey-like convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, if quitters never win and winners never quit, then who's the fool who said, quit while you're ahead? Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I just first of all, 30 days, half September, or something like that. April, June. And today, of course, is June the 30th, and half a year has now passed us up. It has me, at least. I already tore off my June calendar, and I'm looking at July the 1st. And so, for those good sheeple out there who pay taxes every month like they should, why, you should now be caught up. You've earned enough. If you haven't taken any money out of your paycheck, you should be caught up where you can pay your state, federal, and local taxes with a little luck. Anyhow, now, I started to say there was an article I received this morning talking about how each generation changes and how the adults, the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers and the daddies all look at the kids and they see how they dress and they see the language that they use and what the different things that they do and how they've all said, you know, this younger generation is going to the dogs. But then this article goes on and says that we have seen this downward spiral for the last 50 years, and they compare how kids today, and he was talking about how Kerry made a comment at some meeting someplace that every individual was entitled to a college education supported by or paid for by tax money, and how these kids applauded and gave a standing ovation or something over that. I was visiting with a friend the other day that has been in the business, in business for many years, and he's sort of semi-retired, and he spends a lot of time on his farm. And he said, you know, you could go by the schoolhouse of an evening and pick up a couple of kids to go work if you had some jobs needed to be done. And he said, today, he said, this generation doesn't know how to drive a nail. You're afraid to let them run a chainsaw. And he said, there's just so many things that you don't dare let them do because they don't have any skills whatsoever. He said, kids used to grow up building things with a hammer and a saw, and they knew how to construct projects. And he said, today all they do is sit in front of a television set or a computer. He said, they're so dumb. He said, you don't even want them around. Well, now here's an example of a kid that's not dumb. And you would like to have him around. In fact, so many people wanted him around that he got in trouble with the law over it. Now, in Tempe, Arizona, they have rats. You say, well, what's so unusual about that? Well, in the Southwest, they have what you call roof rats. They don't burrow underground. They live up in trees. They prefer attics of homes. They like to get between the ceiling and the wall, the ceiling and the roof, or in the between the wall and the in the studding of a house, and they cause considerable trouble. And so, this boy's name is Christian Alves, and he decided he was going to help his neighbors. So what he did, he figured out how to keep roof rats out of a home. He could rat-proof your house. And he had a ladder, and so he carried a bundle of wire with him. And what he would do, he would find all the inlets outlets. Depends upon whether you're in or out, I guess. But the hole in the wall where a rat could get in, and then he went to the vent pipes, any place where there was a rat could enter, and he put this wire over it. Well, he was charging a flat rate of $30 a roof, and he said he had mostly elderly clientele, but because he did such good work, and by word of mouth got around that he was good at this, he started doing a lot of business, enough that the Arizona Republic, which is a newspaper there in Phoenix, picked up on him and did a story on him and printed his phone number. Well, people read the story, had his phone number, and he started getting calls. He got over 200 more calls, 200 more jobs out of this. Now, it was less than 24 hours after the newspaper article ran that a government agent was standing at his front door looking to shut him down because he was engaging in unlicensed pest control, all right? Now, his mom, who is a wimp, she immediately said, oh, no, we won't let him do that. And she signed a statement promising that her son would stop work immediately. See, I can't understand why people knuckle under to the king and his court like they do. Anyway, somehow the Institute for Justice got involved in this. The Institute people says the case was tailor-made for the court of public opinion. They sent a letter to the commission clearly spelling out the irrationality of the commission's actions. Christian was performing handyman work. He was not using any kind of insecticides or sprays or pesticides, and he didn't set any trap, and he didn't kill any rats. He said existing businesses charge hundreds of dollars for similar service, and they just didn't want the competition from this young man that was doing it for 30 bucks a roof. They claimed unlicensed work would harm the consumers. Well, anyway, it turns out that their own industry regulation says, in the normal course of pest control work, it is not always possible to do extensive rodent proofing. It is suggested that professionals educate homeowners about the importance of sealing openings. Do it yourself or hire a neighborhood kid to do it for you. So anyway, now the neighborhood kid's back making 30 bucks a roof and everybody's happy. And if I was him, I wouldn't speak to my mom at least for a few days over the deal. Hey, stay tuned. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. And our number is 1-800-973-3779. And your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, and cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
And we have returned. Somebody put on my website that Derrick Brownfield speaks about sometimes things that he doesn't know about. Are you familiar with that, Jeff?
No idea.
Huh? Come on. Where did I see that? I've lost it now. I had it here a while ago. Okay. Chicken Man. Tuesday, June the 15th. Chicken Man. Derry's been a chicken man all of his life. He was born with chickens, which makes him an authority of sorts. He took a few chicken calls today and also talked about KFC, that's Kentucky Fried, and pita. Derry can talk about anything. And if he knows nothing about it, he'll talk about that, too. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I do not talk about things I know nothing about. Now, once in a while, I think I know, and I may be wrong. But at least I've had some experience, if there's something comes up that I feel needs to be discussed, I get somebody that knows a lot more about it than I do. I don't go around with half of my brain tied behind my back. I need all the knowledge I can get, and I always ask somebody else that's smarter than I am to help me on those sort of things. You have not heard me talk much about the Clintons back. I don't know. Everybody else was talking about them, and I sort of let it go. Except for Hillary's menopause, I haven't been too involved with Hillary. But I did see this, and I feel like it does need mentioning. Apparently, she was at a Democratic fundraiser in San Francisco. They were raising money for Barbara Boxer's campaign. Some of those people were writing $10,000 checks. And she told them, apparently this is a story, this is a quote from her. I'm getting this from WorldNetDaily.com. She said, the government will need to take money away from you for the common good. She says, many of you are well enough off that the tax cuts may have helped you. We're saying that for America to get back on track, we're probably going to cut that short and not give it to you. We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good. Now, here these dudes are writing $10,000 checks to Barbara Boxer, and Hillary is telling them that, hey, they got enough money, they don't need it, we're going to take it away from you for the common good. I'd have picked my check up, ripped it in two right in front of her eyes, and said, you know what? I can't believe, if this is true, and like I said, it's coming from, this is a WorldNetDaily.com, they were in San Francisco, where donors were giving as much as $10,000 to Senator Barbara Boxer's campaign. Many of you are well enough off that the tax cuts may have helped you. We're saying that for America to get back on track, we're probably going to cut that short and not give it to you. We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good. Well, I'm common, and I'm good. Maybe I'll get some of Hillary's money. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer. Air purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor. And the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Returned. Phil Davis is a county commissioner in, I believe he's in Idaho. But anyway, he's a county commissioner where there are wolves. And he is also a rancher. And he also has a hired hand. And they saw this wolf messing around out in the calving pasture. So he shot the wolf. That was on May 24th. Now, I don't know how the government found out that he shot the wolf. This is a thing that you worry about. But the government charged them, him and his hired hand, fined each of them $750 because they killed this wolf. The government charged them with unlawful taking and transport of an endangered species, unlawful transport and failure to report the taking of an endangered species. Both men, and get this, both men could have been fined up to $100,000 and gotten a year in jail. Now, you know, we've talked about from time to time how these ranchers put up with these wolves. And they'll call the fish and wildlife people and tell them, hey, you got a wolf out here causing trouble. Remember one day we talked about this couple that stayed up all night just to keep the wolves away from the house or away from their sheep or whatever it was? Well, the U.S. attorney in Boise, it was Idaho, that's right, Boise, said that the penalties were significantly lessened. They just got $750 apiece because of mitigating circumstances surrounding the shootings. But just to show you how the feds intimidate people with these wolves and with this fear of a $100,000 fine. You know, there's ways to... I can't imagine a rancher not knowing what to do with that wolf after he shot it. But apparently, I don't know what they did with it, but they got caught with the darn thing anyhow. You know, 10 gallon of diesel fuel at $2 a gallon would be pretty cheap. I mean, 10 gallons, yeah, that'd be 20 bucks. You could have burnt that thing to a crisp, and he'd never shown up anyplace. But anyhow, so much for the wolf, but this is still going on around us. Now, we have another, and I don't know if I discussed it or not. I kind of let it slide because I didn't feel that it was important. But now I'm beginning to realize what was happening here. You see, the Department of Agriculture tests so many cattle for this mad cow disease. And it's just a small percentage. They don't want to find out that there are any other mad cows or whatever. I don't know what they're trying to do. They act like they care about animal health, but they don't really. It's all about control here and helping. They want the health of the major packers to survive. That's what they want, healthy. But anyway, we had another cow or animal. I don't know if it's a cow or not. I don't think they test anything that's over 3 years. That's under 3 years of age, so it'd probably be a cow. And it tested positive in this preliminary screening. Okay, preliminary screening. Now, the Japanese themselves admit then that in these preliminary screenings, you're going to get a lot of positive tests that when you go back and do the real test, they're going to show up negative. So it's what they call an inconclusive test. Well, the Department of Agriculture isn't supposed to release any information until it is conclusive. But this thing hit the newspapers and the wire services that the USDA had found this mad cow. It was on an inconclusive test and declined to identify the animal or its location until the testing is complete, noting that it is very likely that the final testing could turn up negative. If positive, we'll inform additional information on the animal's origin, etc. They weren't even supposed to put that kind of information out, but they did. And I wondered why. Well, now I understand why. When you realize what's going on here, you can see that, again, this is benefiting the packers. Japanese Farm Minister said Tuesday, that was yesterday, that discovery of a suspected second case of mad cow disease in the United States could affect ongoing beef trade talks between the two countries. Got that? You see, I don't know how much beef IBP, which is Tyson, and Cargill and the biggies send to Japan. But there are a lot of these small operations that do send beef to Japan on a regular basis, particularly on their non-muscle meats. You know, we're talking here about the livers and the tongues and this sort of thing. Well, Tokyo is still waiting to hear from the United States whether the cow has actually been infected. Japan will ask the United States to provide more details about the case, including when the cow was born and where it was raised. The major packers want this to drag on. They do not want this Japanese market to open. So apparently they told the USDA, well, go ahead and talk about this, and that'll slow these Japanese down a little bit, and maybe some of these other companies will have to go broke before we can get this thing settled. It's the New World Order, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Yo, You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who asks, why isn't there a special name for the tops of your feet? Terry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hi, you're on the air, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. Hey, did you guys cover yet last week's bomb of Bush drop seeking renewal of UN resolution shielding U.S. personnel serving in UN-authorized peacekeeping operations, citing fierce opposition to the initiative, exacerbated, of course, by the torture revelations?
Is that where he said they were going to let him go to the criminal court?
Well, he didn't per se say that. And
that's what it means, though, isn't it?
Well, in other words, now here's the practical impact, somewhat mitigated by U.S. signing of agreements with 90 countries not to so surrender U.S. personnel. But what if they're already in the hot little grasp of the U.N. or International Criminal Court? And too bad, I guess.
Yeah, I read all of that, and I didn't know enough about it that I didn't. It's important. It's very important. We don't have any business whatsoever messing around with the United Nations, period.
Yeah, no,
and certainly not with that UN criminal court.
If we could get some congressmen with spine to get us out of there in all its aspects. And, of course, I guess this means neither Bush nor any future president will be sending any more troops to these peacekeeping operations, and we'll be pulling back the many troops that are already so involved. And I don't presume the International Criminal Court confines itself merely to UN peacekeeping operations. That could be any U.S. personnel serving in any capacity, I would think, anywhere.
That's the way I looked at it, too. But no, I didn't mention it. I just kind of figured that that's exactly what was going to happen anyway. You know, it's pathetic, but we saw this coming. We had stories about the International Criminal Court, what, two or three years ago, whenever it was first discussed in public. And, hey, as we've said time and time again, welcome to the New World Order. But anyway, I appreciate the comment, Roger.
Lastly, Terry, is it true, as I've heard, you'll be 12.160 megahertz world band starting tomorrow?
Something like that, yes.
Well, God bless you all.
Okay. Now, the other day, we were talking about the Missouri Department of Conservation and how they were no longer going to allow landowners to hunt on their own land without a permit. You see, up until this year, a farmer or a rancher, whoever owns the land, wouldn't have to be either if you owned the land. You could go out there and shoot a deer, and you could just write a tag and take it to town that you're a landowner, and that was good enough. Well, now they've come out and they said, well, you must have a tag. Now, they're going to give the ranchers and the farmers tags, but you have to first go to the, I don't like to say Department of Conservation. You must go to the king and his court, who now owns everything, and beg them for this permit, because you have to sign for it, etc. And I said, I can't believe that was just here in Missouri. I bet it's happening everywhere. And I've gotten several emails. I mentioned one the other day. This one comes from Texas. It's here too, Derry. It's in the form of a survey. The last several years, there are a number of questions that you must answer before you can even buy a hunting license. Everyone hunting must buy a hunting license, but through the computer printing and license questions are asked about how many of each game item you killed the past year. You must answer the question or no license will be issued. It's very hard to convince the sheeple that the government is disarming America when in Texas you can buy a permit for $40 that gives you access to over 2 million acres of wild lands you can hunt. Now, in Texas, that wild land is Texas-owned, believe it or not. To my knowledge, the feds have no land in Texas. And if every state had been as smart as the Texans were, there would be no federal land, okay? It's called public lands here, though. There are great hunting places for ducks and other game. When I tell people that the government is disarming us, the hunters down here say, BS. You can buy a permit to hunt 2 million acres of government-controlled land for $40. Kind of makes me look like Chicken Little, doesn't it? Even if I mention Agenda 21, those same sheep will just laugh at me, but keep up the good work. You're going to know that it's true when it happens to you. And there's a lot of people that are going to wait until it happens before they know. Now, it's already happened to the Lakeside High School construction project. Lakeside High School is in Ohio. I dare not try to pronounce this name. I'll spell it for you. The name of the town is Ashtabula. And if it's like most local names, they're going to pronounce it totally different than the way it's spelled. So I'll tell you it's in Ohio, and that's where it is if you want to look it up on the map. But they're going to build a new high school there in that town in Ohio. They have 123 acres to build up on. It's in Saybrook Township, and they're all ready to go. Now, a bat from Indiana. It must be from Indiana because it's called an Indiana bat. Goes out and gets herself pregnant. And they find this bat on this 123 acres where Lakeside High School is going to start construction on their new building project. They got $44 million tied up in this thing. The project will be on hold for at least 3 months for a second survey. If the survey determines that this endangered bat has established a summer habitat, just a summer habitat. I mean, you think that he ain't going to stay there? Or she, no, it's a she. She's very, very much female because she's going to have baby bats. Do they have more than one? I don't know. I don't think they have but one at a time, but I've kind of forgotten my bat story. But anyway, it's a summer habitat. The school board will have to locate a new site for the school. Over one pregnant bat. Let's go to the telephones. Joanne, hi, you're on the air, Joanne.
Okay, salutations, Derry. That BS, does that stand for beautiful sunshine?
I think it's something like that.
And you can throw it, too, can't you? Okay, here's what I wanted to call about. Down in this area, a lot of farmers have went together and set up butcher shops. Now, how is the government going to come in and legally close them down? It is expensive, you know. Stainless steel, they have to be up to par. Now, how is the government going to shut them down?
How?
Yeah.
Well, it won't be the government. It will. I don't know, but they don't like this sort of thing. Now, if they've gone by the local rules and regulations, if they've gone by the state health department, and they're inspected by the USDA, they can't shut them down.
They can't.
Not legally they can't. They're going to, but you can bet that they're going to do everything that they can to try. And it's because the major packers do not like this kind. What are they killing? What are they doing?
Well, right now it is hogs, but there's places that I've heard of that's going to open up and sell the beef at these farmers' market. And hey, I want to tell you something. I'll be there.
Right, and if they handle it right, if they actually slaughter those beef and let them hang for 2 or 3 weeks, so that you get some aged meat and the cattle are long fed, you won't be able to buy anything close to that at Walmart, so I will assure you.
Right, and stay safe, and thanks, Derry.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Canada. We got a call from Canada, got an email from Canada today. We must be on a new station in Canada. Anyway, Mike, hi, you're on the air, Mike.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Wonderful.
First time listener here, and I just figured I'd call in and give my two bits on the mad cow thing.
Because, okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, you guys
are the ones that got killed on that mad cow thing.
Yeah, like our borders are shut everywhere, and like farmers' prices for cattle have dropped about half of what they were at like last year.
Right, and they wouldn't have if the packers hadn't stole it. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
You know, your parliament, isn't it? They set aside money to help stabilize the cattle market.
Yeah.
And somehow or another, as soon as the money showed up, the packers just dropped the price of cattle that same amount. But go ahead with your story. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, the price of beef here hasn't dropped at all.
No, and it won't.
Like, all this beef now that we can't sell anywhere but here, and we're producing it in, like, mass amounts, and I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But, I don't know, there's like this super paranoia over animal diseases now, like in the Fraser Valley area just north of Seattle, around Vancouver and stuff. They have avian flu right now. They've slaughtered like 3.2 million chickens when like something like 20,000 of them actually had this. Now, that's... Like, I'm not sure exactly what they should do, maybe.
Hey, hang on. We're going to take a break. Stay with me for a couple more minutes.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
George Washington. Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, from cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, John Statenler here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
And we have returned. Mike, you still see? Yeah, Mike, you okay. Still with me?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, avian flu and chickens.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's just like, it's kind of like this paranoia just sweeps over the people that they don't want to get the borders shut for all that long, right? So they just destroy mass amounts of this product, which for the most part is good. And then the prices don't drop, they stay roughly the same, and...
Hey, the prices wouldn't drop, it wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah.
Do you think? I mean, it's obvious. You mentioned how much beef is there in Canada that you can't move across the border. Didn't change the price of beef to the consumer.
No, no. And if you look at, like, say, cereal, for example. For a box of cereal, like, your average grain farmer got, like, 25 cents back in the 70s. And now they get 30 cents. Like, this is per box. Like, how much money per box of cereal?
I'm surprised it's that much. Are you familiar? Are those true figures that you have there?
Well, this was, learned this in grade 12. We were given this pamphlet on, like, farmers and stuff. Because I'm in Saskatchewan, which is, like, a huge farming province.
I was going to say, for years, we used to say, you know, the wrapper on that box costs more than the wheat that's in it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but, with the price of inflation, like, how much was boxes of cereal back in the 70s? And, like, nowadays, they're, like, $5 or $6 per box. And
they keep putting less in those boxes.
Mm-hmm. That's the other thing, with downsizing and keeping the price the same.
Hey, so thanks
don't really
for
notice that you're paying more money for less product.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for listening. I'm going to move along here.
Oh,
Beverly,
yeah.
Hi. You're on the air, Beverly.
I wanted to talk to you about this BSE because you remember back in December when this hit the airwaves, and I thought about it because we had raised cattle down in eastern Oklahoma for 25 years. And if we got a cow that was sick, we didn't send her to market or we didn't send her to slaughter. We took her out there in the back and shot her and used her for dog food. And I got to thinking about it. This man that was smart enough to run a 4,000-head dairy operation was not going to put that operation in jeopardy by sending this $125 cow to a terminal market.
No, I can't believe either that anybody that's in business would sell anything that's in that condition.
Right. Well,
now, once in a while, and we've mentioned this, once in a while, there's a time you would take a downer into a packing plant. If she just broke a leg, didn't have a fever, there was nothing wrong with her.
Right.
You'd take her on in.
But you'd usually keep her for yourself.
Well, yeah, that's right.
And the more I thought about it, the more I decided this was a set-up deal. And I emailed a couple of national people that are like Fox News and told them they needed to check in to find out which Democrat had bought this guy out. And then we find out all of a sudden that this cow had not only, she had been bootlegged across the border. She wasn't even openly sold and brought across the border. She was bootlegged.
Okay, hey.
All of a sudden that story just died.
I hear music, and I must move on. But Beverly, appreciate the call. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We are in a battle. Our freedom is at stake, and more importantly, the freedom of our children, grandchildren, and future generations are at stake. Fighting the good fight seems futile at times, but there's one thing you can do to turn the tide. By supporting the Paragon Foundation, you support individuals committed to fighting the elements in our country that want to take away your private property rights and your right to work and live where you choose. The Paragon Foundation provides financial support to individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and exchange of ideas that offset the prevailing force in our society that is attempting to destroy our constitutional freedoms. The Paragon Foundation carefully scrutinizes every request for financial support to ensure that mission statement is fulfilled. All donations are tax deductible. Administrative costs are kept as low as possible so you know that your donations make a difference. So do make a difference today. Support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. Derry Brownfield here to tell you about the world's finest air purifier. It's called the Aeronizer. There is no other product on the market today that equals the power and performance of the Aeronizer. What the Aeronizer does is kills viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces in your home. It kills influenza viruses, powerful enough to kill airborne anthrax spores. Mold, mildew, and fungus problems are a thing of the past. Cooking, pet, and smoke odors are gone. It'll remove dust, pollen, dander, and other allergens from the air. It oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. There's nothing else to buy with these air purifiers. No plates to clean or filters to replace. We have units for the home, office, even for industrial and agricultural applications. You need to call us today at 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or go to the website aranair.us. Have a lot of listeners in the state of Nebraska, and you in Nebraska are very, very lucky people, especially if you happen to live along the Missouri River in Nebraska, because you are the first in the nation. That's right. You are the nation's first WREP project. WREP stands for Wetlands Reserve Enhancement Program, and you are in a partnership now with the federal, state, and local governments. Going to get $26 million out of this. Hey, that's worth giving up your rights for. The partnership, as I say, is to enroll 18,800 acres for a total cost of 26 million smackaroos. 20.4 million of that is to go for easements. They're going to buy over $20 million, almost $20.5 million worth of easements. $5.5 million will go for wetland restoration. The Missouri River, and I'm reading now from this, USDA announces first Wetlands Reserve Enhancement Program partnerships, their news release. Okay? The Missouri River as it flows along eastern Nebraska, is a vitally important wildlife habitat and migration flyway between the Mississippi and the Central Flyways. More than 250 species of birds and a diverse array of fish use this riverine. Is it a riverine or a ravine? I don't know what you call it. Yeah. R-I-V-E-R-I-N-E is ravine, or is that riverine? I don't know. Anyhow, there's a lot of birds up there, 250 different species, and a diverse array of fish. Now, this is going to create a continuous wildlife corridor and provide habitat for this numerous species of birds and reptiles and amphibians and plants. Now, the thing that crossed my mind immediately is they already tell us that there's 250 species of birds that use this flyway. And there's a diverse array of fish that use this ravine. They already use it. They're there. They've been using it for umpteen generations. They were using it when Lewis and Clark went up the river. They were using it when Columbus landed. They were using it when Jesus was walking the face of the earth. They were using it when Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were involved, weren't they? Now, do they think that another 18,000 acres is going to make any difference? They've used it all this time. They're still using it. Why do we need this? Why do we need to spend $26 million to take another 18,000 acres out of private hands and turn it over to some form of government? I don't know what kind of form of government it is. It's a partnership. It's a partnership that brings federal, state, and local resources together. You know, to me, a partnership should be a partnership. In other words, if you have a partner, they ought to be involved. I can't believe these people are really going to do anything to help these landowners. But anyhow, the birds, the fish, the reptiles, the birds and the bees, the flowers and trees have been using this now all of these years without this. Why should we spend? I'm trying to take my time to get out of here, right, Jeff? Jeff keeps giving me the hurry up, and I'm slowing down because I'm looking at the clock, too. Who's running this show, Jeff? Anyway, it's a happening. It's happening all around us. And Nebraska, Nebraskans first. You're first. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Mary Lou.
Hey, John Statmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.